Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where you just never really know what exactly we're going to talk about in regards to real estate from episode to episode. In fact, today, I can't wait to introduce y'all to one of my new real estate friends that I met here just recently, and his story, y'all, is so intriguing. I begged him to immediately come on the podcast. So, Andre, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Lee. Happy to be here.
Yay. So, please tell the people a little bit about yourself, your company, where you're located, how long you've been in, those fun little tidbits.
Sure. I'm Andre Fajardo. I am with Advantage Realty Enterprise. We opened up about 4.5 years ago here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we really specialize in new construction. So helping people get into new construction, get out of older homes, and get into new properties. That's kind of our lane. We consider ourselves a very specific brokerage, you know, versus general.
Oh. I love that. So there's so many different angles that I want to take in talking to you. But of course, all of my episodes, we try to stay within the 15-minute length because realtors had no attention span. And before we start talking, I only have two ground rules for the podcast, one of which is I'm fine with salty language, but not the F-bomb, GD, or see you next Tuesday, because those are just too much for me. And the other one is, whenever we're telling stories, when there's guilty people involved, we don't use names. But for you, we're not talking about guilty parties. I want the world to know about the amazing thing that happened when you first got into real estate and the support system that allowed that to happen, because your marriage is also a testament to how a successful realtor can do so much more when they have a spouse that's 100% in their corner. So, Andre, tell the listeners how it is that you became a realtor in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, I am a New Jersey boy, born and raised, and been there all my life, and I had always been into sales. You know, I talk a lot, so I thought that was the best way to make some money. Did a ton of different sales jobs, from telemarketing to security systems, all sorts of different things. I like to joke that I sold a million different things for a dollar back in New Jersey, and it just made sense to me, at least, to sell one thing for a million. You know, that made a lot more sense to me. So my wife and I, we had come to North Carolina on a trip just to visit. Unbeknownst to me, of course, we had gotten off in Mooresville, and we drove. As soon as we got into town, I just see these big piles of mulch. You know, there's like 3 or 4 colorful huge piles of mulch. And as I drive a little more, I'm seeing tractor trailers and all these things being built. And I'm just, you know, looking at my wife. I'm like, this is amazing, babe. I'm like, you know, they're not building all these houses for no reason. They must expect a lot of people to be coming to this area. And I mean, we didn't know anyone here, but I said, you know what? I'm going to move to North Carolina and sell some houses, babe. And I looked at her, and she looks back at me, and she's like, okay. I couldn't believe it. You know, it was honestly like, you know, one of those, you kind of have a thought that it's something that's possible. But, you know, when she said that, we started to talk a little bit more about it and really try to get an understanding of what that entailed. And, you know, we just kind of said, well, we sat down in the living room when we got back home, pulled out a napkin and just started jotting down ideas on a napkin and put together this little plan. And, you know, again, where I'm from, I mean, I barely knew anyone who owned a home. So I didn't really have any kind of background in real estate at all. But I knew that the person that I was, what was, you know, just natural to me, my God-given abilities really seemed to match up with what was required in real estate. And the things that I didn't have didn't seem to be necessary. So it again, made sense to me in my mind. And I couldn't believe when she said, yeah, let's do it. I mean, she's awesome. My wife, we've been together for 18 years now. It'll be in July. And she's just always so supportive. So when I said it, she's like, all right, let's do it. You know, because again, in New Jersey, I was doing a ton of different sales jobs. But my mother would always tell me, she said, you know, you're not a down the roader, Andre. You got to be a down the roader. You know, that's what she calls it. She's like, you're my one child who's not a down the roader. You know, you got to prepare for the future and so on. Before I moved to North Carolina, found out about an opportunity as a legal analyst for the corporate office in Sprint. And I went to the interview and people were there and they were saying, you know, I said, oh, wow, you've been here 7 years and you've been here 11 years. Wow, this is awesome. This is what my mom is talking about. And so, you know, I got the job and was working there, had a nice little title and office and things. And, you know, I called myself a firefighter. You know, they put a stack of fires on my desk in the morning and, and I just put them out, you know, during the day. So, you know, over the years, I had worked on a lot of different cases. And, you know, a lot of times it just seemed as though no matter what I was doing and what I found out that they were saying, well, that's great, Andre. This is a $20,000 lawsuit. You know, you did really well to research it. But let's just go ahead and pay him anyway. You know, let's avoid the legal cost and possible reputation damage. And I just said, you know, this is, I want to get back out there with the people. So I said, babe, let's go. Let's move. And we just kind of piled the kids into the truck and came on down to North Carolina, really, you know, just figuring that, you know, if it didn't work, Jersey wasn't going anywhere. So we got everybody down here and we got a little one bedroom place. And, you know, it's like a hard luck story kind of, you know, we're alternating who's going to be on the couch, who's going on the airbed today. Like, you know, and somebody whose opinion I really respected told me that, hey, well, you know, there's a builder over here and they might hire you without any experience. So I went to the interview. So, yeah. So when I went into the interview, everybody just really seemed so perfect. You know, they had their the brand new suits and the briefcases and resumes and folders that seem a mile long. And, you know, I really was kind of walking in the door there with only the sense that I know that I can do this. So when they called me in the back and they looked at my resume and looked at me and they said, well, why should we hire you? You know, and the only answer that I really had was that you don't want me across the street, you know, because if I'm across the street, I'm going to be kicking your tail every single day because I cannot lose. I don't have any option. There's no other place to go. We burned the boats when we landed, you know, so I need to not only be winning at the end of the game, I've got to win every single quarter or else these lights go out and we're back in Jersey. So, you know, that was not an option. So, you know, they believed in me and gave me a shot and I did really, really well right out of the gate. You know, a lot of the people, luckily, coming to the area had a very similar story to me. You know, they were coming out of the North, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. They were moving down and they were purchasing their first homes and trying to figure out the process. And that blended very well with my background. And so we just kind of took off. And very quickly, I learned that, okay, well, I have what it takes to be successful. And a couple other agents that were with other brokerages said, you know, you're pretty good at this. You might consider being on the other side, you know, where you just don't have to sell one community, but you can sell them all. And so I said, well, you know, I'm not supposed to be here anyway. So why not roll the dice? You know, so we went and got my real estate license and joined on with Coldwell Banker with a team there and stayed there for, you know, probably about the same amount of time, about another 8 months. And at that time, I started to realize, you know, well, a lot of what I need to learn is going to be me out there doing it for myself. So why don't I do it for myself? And you know, if there's an opportunity for me, then why not take it? Because again, you know, I have nothing to lose. So we opened up Advantage Realty about 4.5 years ago under the understanding that, you know, there was a lane between general brokerage agents and the builder that wasn't necessarily being filled. And so we consider ourselves a liaison to the builders and it's been awesome. It's been just amazing. I mean, we're very lucky to be where we are at this point in time. And, you know, I have nothing. Every day I wake up and, you know, some people look at me a little strange, but you know, how you doing? I'm amazing. You know, I'm doing great. Life is good and I have no complaints. So, you know, that we're very pleased to have made the decision, but who knew?
So there's so many things in your story that are not just inspiring, but empowering, because first of all, you and your wife, because you can't ever discount the fact that you couldn't really have dug into this if she hadn't been 100% in your corner. And I haven't met her yet, but I can't wait to meet her. But this is when you're making a leap of faith like this, and anybody who goes into real estate, when you go into any commission field, it really is a leap of faith. And so you jumped not just into a 100% commission field without knowing it really well. You jumped it from state to state without family in Raleigh, without friends and a college alumni network and all those things that as brokers, we tell new realtors to lean into the people that you knew. And so you came in cold and made it happen.
Yeah, they asked me when I first started, they said, okay, so this is what you're going to do. You're going to gather your sphere of influence. And I said, okay, well, done. I'm finished with that. There is no sphere of influence. I have no one here.
There's me and my wife, but she's kind of connected, so yeah, we're good.
Yeah, she's got, we're in the same boat. So, you know, there really was no one here. But honestly, I took that as a great opportunity for me to recreate myself.
Andre, the other thing I am fascinated about by your story is how you chose so soon in your career to go into a specialized version of residential real estate. Because as you know, and I know, a lot of realtors grab every deal they can, even if they don't really know a lot about it, which is part of why realtors don't always have the best reputation for knowing what they're talking about. And I love how you said pick a lane, and you've chosen the new construction lane because you have a depth of expertise there. So talk to me about, first of all, how you feel consumers need to be educated about why they want you as their liaison in the process. I love how you put that, totally stealing it from my team. But as you've created a need, there's already a need in the marketplace, but how do you create awareness amongst your consumers about why they want you by their side in that process?
Well, when I was on site for a builder, again, thought that the real estate agent was just a necessary evil, you know, and it seemed to be a palpable, you know, tension there when they would come in with their clients. And I was trying to help their client find out the information about the property and if it worked for them. They were also at the same time trying to do the same thing, but it seemed like we were coming from different ends. And I did not understand it because, you know, my understanding is that their client wants to buy a house. I want to sell a house. It seemed like a situation that should be more harmonious. You know, we should be able to get this person through if that's the case. But it wasn't always like that. And I think once I got on this side of the table, it was pretty evident that the reason that was because realtors, we didn't always have as strong of a grip on our clients, and we weren't always as confident that we were going to be able to see this transaction through to fruition, you know, unless we can make this person stick with us. So what I saw when I was on site was that people were almost pointing out all the negatives of the home to show the client that they would not have seen these things if they were not with them. And that just was kind of contrary to the way I sold, you know, and my job is to understand my client and what they're looking for and to point out exactly how this property matches with what they're looking for. And, you know, new construction made it very easy to do that.
So, and I've often referred to this phenomenon because I've seen it for years that realtors will get in the way of making a sale in order to prove their expertise, but in proving their expertise, they lean into the negative so they don't make a sale. And the consumer,
certainly,
as you know, because you've seen this on the new construction side, there's times when a consumer decides that the realtor won't support their buying decision, so they come to the model without their realtor because the realtor's against it and they buy it anyway. Have you seen that too?
Well, I've seen a ton of that, and there's nothing worse than you walking into a model home and seeing a client that you worked with in the past and you may not have been following up with for the last 30 days or so, and they're sitting down writing a contract and you're like, hey, Mr. Jenkins, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm buying a house. You're like, why didn't you call me? And he's like, well, why didn't you call me? You know?
Oh,
and
yeah. I think that happens.
And the reality is, man, these people, you know, I am a firm believer that these people that show they want to buy a house, they will buy a house with you or without you, whether it's today, tomorrow, or a year from now, they're going to get into a home because they've made that decision. My job is to help them understand through my experience and expertise what the process will look like and kind of lay that out there so maybe we can avoid a couple of the pitfalls. And then from there, you know, the biggest benefit when we start talking about new construction is that I don't think the builders do as good of a job getting the word out and connecting with the consumer. So a lot of times when I talk to someone and we go look in an area and we'll pull into a community and they say, I pass by here every day. I didn't know this was here. You know, and they drive back, or it's a portion of the community where there's all new construction, and they may not have known about that or been able to find it on the Zillows and Trulias or what have you. So, you know, for me, it is access. Although these consumers have a ton right now based off the internet and different sites, but there are still properties out there that they don't know about. And if I can help them to see what's available and talk about the process, and I can paint the picture, if they can see it, then we can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that's just always the focus for me. You know, there's going to be, I tell them right from the door, there's going to be some time. We're going to have some tough conversations. So, you know, when we meet, if you're comfortable, find someone. If it's not me, find somebody who you're comfortable talking with, who you feel confident it will have your best interest at heart. And then, you know, because there's going to be some tough conversations that need to be had. And so for me, with what we do, I partner up as a liaison with the builder and with the on-site agent to understand what they're trying to do and what their goals are. You know, sometimes the builder may have an initiative. They're trying to move these two or three properties so they can get started on the next phase. And if I can understand that, then I can put my clients in a position to maximize their buying potential by, you know, linking their goals up with what the builder's goals are.
So the last thing I want to take a moment with, and this episode, listeners, is a little bit longer than the usual 15 minutes because Andre's story is a little different than the average. I can't believe I just saw that story, which I love and you love, but I know that you're enjoying this as much as I am. So Andre, in your story, you mentioned that y'all buckled down, had a one-bedroom apartment. You were working opposite hours so that y'all could take care of your kids and make that transition happen. You lived inside your budget to make the entrepreneurial dream happen. And I've seen a lot of times with new realtors or new licensees that they're very afraid of jumping in feet first because they're afraid that they'll fail. And so they may not see the kind of success that you've seen. So what advice would you give to somebody who's a new licensee? They don't have any money and they're living on a shoestring and they're committed like you were to making a dream a reality. So what's the advice you would give to that person?
Well, what I can tell them, I mean, so my father is from the Dominican Republic, right? Born and raised, and he came and moved to New York later in his life. And I was born here. So when I had my first child, my father's Andre, I'm Junior. I was having a son and my wife's like, oh, wonderful. We're going to name him Andre Fajardo III. And I said, oh, no, we're not. That's a lot of pressure. You know, my father came from another country and he brought us to America to give me these opportunities. If he's going, you can't be the third. When you're the third, you have to be the third of something. You know, you can't be the third screw up. Like, you have to be the third of nothing, you know? So I've got to lay this legacy down for this guy. And, you know, how am I going to do that? Well, real estate gave me that opportunity. It really gave me an opportunity to really change the course of life for my entire family. If I set this up properly and do what I'm supposed to do and what I'm able to do, then everything could really change. So when I came here, I just was totally committed. You know, every single day, whether I knew what I was doing or I didn't know what I was doing, I was out there. I was rolling my dice. I made the decision that this is going to work. It was not a part-time thing. It was not a try it out kind of thing. I knew that this had to work because I didn't see many other opportunities for me to make the kind of money that people are making in real estate. And especially, you know, I couldn't go back and change the 20 and 30 plus years of my life that had already happened. I got to move forward. And that opportunity right there, when I saw what was happening, it was an industry. And, you know, it's not too hard to recognize that in this area, or if you're in a good location, that there are people who you can relate to, that you can help to make their dreams happen. And that's what we do. You know, we're matchmakers. We just partner people with the right property. So that seemed like something that I could do. And so I was totally, you telling me this is something I can do, I want to do, and the rewards from doing it right were going to be huge. I'm totally committed. So that's what I would give any piece of advice to anyone who asks me, whether real estate or any field. You're going into a new field. You've got to be totally committed. You got to be all in. The bolts are burned. We're not going backwards at all. This has got to happen. And if you approach it from that point of view, you know, when I came here, I had a bunch of sales experience, right? So I knew I could sell. But with that same mentality, I also could point out people who I didn't think could sell. You know, I say, oh, this guy's a little socially awkward. He's probably not going to do too well. You know what I mean? But what I saw when I got in the building was that, yes, there were people that were similar to me and outgoing and wanted to talk all day just like I did. There were also a couple people that sat in the back and I didn't think that they would make it. But what ended up happening is they were sending out their 100 postcards. They made their 50 calls. They talked to their people for the week. They did all the necessary traditional things that it took to be successful because they were committed to it. And I looked on the board, their names were right at the top. So, you know, again, I realized that it doesn't matter who you are, what your background is, what your history is. There are people like you out there that need a home. And if you do what you know how to do and what you've been trained to do and what's in every single book out there, you can be successful. You just got to be dedicated and committed and focused on making it happen. So, you know, that was what I had to do. And my son told me when we opened up the brokerage, he said, "Dad, I can see the future." And I said, "What are you talking about?" Yeah. He goes, "I see a building with ARE on it." And, you know, that to this day brings tears to my eyes to think about it. You know, that is a reality that can happen. You know, and I'm going to make it happen because I don't have any other options. I'm totally committed to that end, to see that come to fruition, to make something for my family and something that we can leave for the children, because I didn't see many other ways.
So if you're listening to this episode and you are a newer agent, you need to listen to this anytime you feel down in the dumps, because I think you should have a new friend in Andre Fajardo, because he's showing all of us that there's zero excuse, zero reason not to succeed in this awesome business, which is real estate, that it really gives us opportunities no other industry does. And if you're an experienced agent, you need to share this episode with some new agent, because we've all gone through those low moments, and to remember that somebody out there started off maybe farther behind the eight ball than you did is a gift. And Andre, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I'm so excited to get to know you more in the future and to be a North Carolina realtor with you. And by the way, in Andre's efforts to make the real estate world better and to make sure that it's there for his kids and especially his son who can see the future, he's also investing in the realtor political work. And so if you'd like to know more about how you can get involved, shoot me a message, or you can even ask Andre, because he's about to become our newest spokesman, whether he realizes it or not. But Andre, if anybody needs an amazing realtor who gets builders, gets new construction, and would get their back to, how can they reach you in the Raleigh market?
Well, you can reach out to me. I am at 919-268-9884. I'm also on every single social media out there under Top 5 Agent. So that's my handle on Instagram, Twitter, and all other social media markets. So just give us a call. Check us out on buyersbus.com. We do a free real estate tour to all the new construction sites, help you find some of those homes that aren't online.
And if you are like most of my listeners and you are nowhere near an ink pen and a piece of paper right now because you're driving down the road or you're walking through your neighborhood trying to get some steps in, all of Andre's contact information will be in the show notes for this episode, along with a happy picture of us together at an event in Raleigh so you can see Andre's face. And I hope that you will call him for all your Raleigh, North Carolina real estate needs. Or I would imagine if you're an agent who needs a friend who could show you a little bit of light, Andre might be willing to help his realtors in that regard as well. So if you are a realtor, broker, inspector, investor, lender, or a consumer who's got your own crazy story to share, whether it's crazy good, crazy inspiring, or crazy just insanely crazy, I'm at Lee Brown on Twitter and on all the networks. Shoot me a message and I'll feature you. But make sure and subscribe for more episodes. And I'll see you next time on Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Andre, I'll see you in Raleigh soon.
Thanks, Lee. Looking forward to it. Have a good one.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.